Okay, thank you very much. It's a tremendous turnout today. It's a great privilege to be here to speak about the spiritual way of St. Louis Marie de Montfort. Now, you will detect a family pattern in a couple minutes, because my sister and I did not talk about her topic or how she was going to present it, and I certainly didn't tell her how I was going to present my talk, but she used the word miracle and gave you one word for every letter. In honor of the year of the Holy Eucharist, I've chosen the word transubstantiation. It's only 18 letters, okay? So we have till 3 o'clock, so we're all set. Now, I chose the word spiritual because the topic I was given was the spiritual way of St. Louis Marie de Montfort. What is the spirituality of the Legion? Well, the heart and soul of Legion spirituality is the teachings and writings of this great saint, St. Louis Marie de Montfort. I have this relic right here, first-class relic of St. Louis de Montfort, so hopefully he will be spiritually with us during this talk. Well, I have the word spiritual. The S in spiritual stands for the secret of Mary. De Montfort likes to talk about secrets. He wrote a book called The Secret of Mary. He wrote a book called The Secret of the Rosary. And in that, he says that really Our Lady is a hidden treasure, that God loved her so much, he really didn't reveal her to that many souls, really only in the sense to especially beloved or chosen souls. So if you have a relationship with the Blessed Mother, that means you're very special in the Lord's eyes. Mary, he says, is the great secret. She's the secret to holiness, the secret to getting close to the Lord. And we look in the writings of St. Louis de Montfort, he says that she is a hidden treasure, and that she, in the Scriptures, was so humble, she rarely spoke in Scripture. Only 7 times in the New Testament do we even have her words. That she was so precious, so sacred, that God, in a sense, keeps her to himself and reveals her to his most beloved children. And I think that all of us, thank God, are part of that. Well, the secret of Mary. What is Mary's role in God's plan? She was his chosen instrument through which the Lord entered into this world. She was the cooperator with the Holy Spirit to bring about the incarnation. She is the new Eve. She is the Ark of the New Covenant. She is the mother of all the living. Eve became the mother of all the dead and dying. Mary helped to reverse the fall. So Mary's role in God's plan of salvation is necessary and vital. And realize that God chose to use her and chose to need her to accomplish his greatest work, which was the incarnation. So the secret of Mary. Now we're called to reveal this secret to all the world. We're called to share our love for Our Lady and God's role that he chose her, and to spread that to as many people as possible. Now St. Louis de Montfort talked about Our Lady in his book, The True Devotion. Now in this book, the devil tried to keep this book a secret, as you know. De Montfort died in the year 1716. His copy of The True Devotion, even though this looks like the original copy, it's not, this is my copy of The True Devotion. It's been read through maybe 6 or 7 times. This is not the original one, but the original one was, in a sense, hidden by the devil. The devil did not want this secret of Mary revealed to the world. When he died in 1716, the manuscript was hidden in the chest of old books, buried in the field, dug up after the persecution of the church in France, and then it remained, in a sense, hidden for 126 years. It was discovered, and even when it was discovered, the first 80 pages had been ripped off. So the devil tried to keep this a secret. It's really the secret of holiness in our modern society. Think of all the saints that have been influenced by the writings of this book. We have certainly St. Therese of Little Flower, Blessed Matt Talbot, Frank Duffy, Del Quinn, Alfie Lamb, Mother Teresa, Pope John Paul II. The list goes on and on. So the secret of Mary must be revealed to the world. The P in spiritual stands for perfect consecration. Perfect consecration of ourselves. As the Montfort says, this is the perfect way to consecrate yourself to Jesus. It's the spirituality of Louis de Montfort, to Jesus through Mary. Mary is the bridge to get to our destination. So So it's in consecration. The word consecrate means to set aside for a holy purpose. So we consecrate ourselves to Jesus. Well, we do this through the hands of our Blessed Mother. That's why he calls it the perfect consecration. It's always to Jesus through Mary. Christ is the goal. Mary is the bridge to get to that goal. I just heard Hal Roach, the comedian, said that there was a truck driver, and he got his big truck stuck under a bridge. And this cop, this Irish cop, comes up, and he walks around the truck two or three times. After a half hour, he says, in brilliant eloquence, "Are you stuck?" And the truck driver says, "No, I was delivering the bridge, and I lost the address." You see, Mary is the bridge to get to Christ. Christ is the ultimate goal. So he says the perfect way to do this is through the Blessed Mother. Why? Because how did Christ come into this world? He came into this world through Mary. So if God chose to come to us through Mary, why should we try a different path to get back to the Lord? How can we improve on God's plan? As Father Carapi always says, if she's good enough for Jesus, she's good enough for us. Realize that Mary is the perfect way to get to Christ. The Montfort says she is the safest, surest, easiest, quickest way to get to the Lord. This is the way that the Lord set it up, coming to us in that way. How can we improve on God's pattern that he has established? When we consecrate ourselves to the Lord through the Blessed Mother, we give her everything, and then she presents it to the Lord. We give her our past, our present, our future. We consecrate all of our material goods, our spiritual goods, material goods such as a house, car, finances, health, the kind of death that we'll receive from the Lord. We give all of our spiritual works as well. All of our prayers, all of our merits, our indulgences. We give our soul with all its powers and senses. We give everything to the Blessed Mother, and she in turn gives it to the Lord. Now, De Montfort uses the example in his book about a peasant wanting to give an apple to the king. Now, this apple was a little bit beat up, and it wasn't a very good present to give directly to the king because it wasn't that presentable. And after all, it was from a peasant. So what he did was he took it to the queen, and she peeled it, cut it up in nice slices, I guess we would call them in medieval times, and then we would put a little caramel dip next to it, I'm sure, and then presented it to the king. And that was a pleasing gift to the king, because this is what Our Lady does for our prayers. She perfects them, she polishes them, and presents them. And who would not accept a gift from one's own mother? Yes, we can go to the Lord in our peasantry, and he will accept our gift, but why not go to him with Mary, in Mary, and through Mary, and have those gifts more lovingly and willingly received. Now, when we make this consecration, it means that from now on, everything is subject to Mary's good pleasure. Yes, we can still pray for specific intentions, but she will direct those prayers to where they're needed the most. For example, you might be praying for somebody that you think is in purgatory. So when you make the consecration, all your prayers are dispensed by our Blessed Mother. They're subject to Mary's good pleasure. So that soul, for example, if it's already in heaven, Mary will redirect those prayers to somebody else. So everything is safe with Our Lady. We never have to worry about our prayers, because once we make the consecration, then she will make sure that they go to their best advantage. The I in spiritual is the imitation of Christ. What we're doing here in this consecration, in the spiritual way of St. Louis de Montfort, is imitating Christ himself. Who was the first one who consecrated himself to Mary? It was Jesus. He entrusted himself to her for 9 months in the womb. What is more an act of dependence than the unborn baby in the womb of the mother? If Jesus entrusted himself to Mary in that way, why should not we entrust ourselves to our Blessed Mother as well? Plus, Jesus spent 30 years in the presence of our Blessed Mother as well. So he entrusted himself to her, and it was Mary and the Holy Spirit that formed the incarnate Word in her womb. So what do you get when you combine Mary and the Holy Spirit? You get Jesus. And in the Legion, we have Our Lady and the Holy Spirit, and that's why the legionaries are so effective in bringing Christ to the world. It was in Mary's womb that Christ was formed. And so, in this consecration, once we consecrate ourselves to her, she will then form the image and likeness of Christ within us. De Montfort says there are many ways to form an image. He says you can get a sculptor, and he can chisel away at the marble. But there's also another way. He says you can pour into a mold. And Mary is called the mold of God, that she forms us into the image and likeness of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. So when Mary and the Holy Spirit worked together 2,000 years ago, the incarnation took place. De Montfort says that in today's world, it will be Mary and the Holy Spirit that will again bring about the presence of Christ and the reign of Christ in the world today. So we want to become holy. We want to be formed into the image and likeness of Christ. And he says, the safest, surest, and the best way to be formed into the image of Christ is to do what Jesus did, entrust himself to the Blessed Mother. So imitate Christ. In fact, one of the greatest books ever written is called The Imitation of Christ. And the heart of the imitation of Christ, where are the first steps that the Lord went? Where did his footsteps first go? Into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And then she and the Holy Spirit formed Christ. And she will do that today, again and again and again, in all of our lives. The next letter is R. And that stands for the renewal of our baptismal vows and promises. De Montfort says this is the heart of the consecration, to renew our baptismal vows and promises. In the consecration that we make, we say, I, an unfaithful sinner, renew and ratify today, through you, my baptismal promises. I renounce forever Satan, his empty promises, his evil designs, and I give myself completely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him all the days of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have ever been before. At the heart of the Montfort spirituality is the renewal of our baptismal vows and promises, to profess our faith in the Lord, to reject Satan, and to be willing to carry the cross all the days of our life. The next letter is I, and that stands for the interior and exterior practices of the true devotion. De Montfort says there are interior things that we should do, but also exterior practices that we should carry out. Now, some of these practices are to pray the rosary and to join the confraternities approved by the Church, namely the Rosary Confraternity, to pray the rosary every day. This is a practice that we should all be doing, those who have made the consecration. Pray the rosary every single day. One of my favorite sayings is, a decade a day keeps the devil away. So imagine how much more all 20 decades, or 15, or even 5, will help. There's a t-shirt I saw, and it said, pray the rosary, your Blessed Mother hasn't heard from you in decades. So the rosary is one of the ways that we should be showing our devotion to Our Lady. Also, De Montfort says to wear her scapulars and medals sanctioned by the Church. And of course, the brown scapular was around before the time of De Montfort. Certainly, he would promote the miraculous medal if he were alive today. It didn't occur to about 100 years after De Montfort's death, but other medals and badges and scapulars had been approved by the Church, and certainly he encouraged us to wear those. Another practice, another interior and exterior practice, should be to celebrate each day, each year, the anniversary of our baptism, the day we became a child of God. De Montfort took his baptismal vow so seriously that he even changed his last name from Louis Grignon to Louis of Montfort, the town in which he was baptized. So he says, celebrate each year the anniversary of your baptismal date, and do this for your children and your grandchildren. De Montfort also recommends honoring statues and pictures and icons of the Blessed Mother. And he says we should have these in our home. De Montfort, as he would travel from place to place, would carve little statues of the Blessed Mother and give them as gifts. He would always give out rosaries to people and promote the sacramentals. He also said we should love the crucifix and have one in a place of honor. De Montfort, on his deathbed, gazed upon the crucifix, and that was his consolation, holding the crucifix. Now, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart is something that, again, came after the time of de Montfort, but he had great devotion to the Sacred Heart because he lived in France during a time of Jansenism, which said that God was very distant and cold, that de Montfort promoted devotion to the Sacred Heart. And he says, if we entrust ourselves to the Sacred Heart, we will experience the tender and loving, the love that God has for each one of us. So certainly, if de Montfort were alive today, he'd be promoting the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home. De Montfort also recommends renewing our consecration every day by saying the prayer, I am all yours, my queen, my mother, and all that I have is yours. We say it each year at the Acis. We should pray it every day as part of our daily prayers. Also, we should read the True Devotion each day. Frank Duff recommended read a page a day. I would pass that on to you as a suggestion. So those are some of the interior and exterior practices. The last one, really, is to wear a little chain. A chain could be worn around the wrist. It could be worn around the neck. Some people wear a chain on the finger. The idea is to remind yourself that you belong to Jesus through Mary in a holy slavery of love. The next letter in spiritual is T. And that stands for trustful surrender. That's at the heart of de Montfort spirituality. To trustfully surrender to the will of God. The commentators on de Montfort say that it's important to try to live out this dependence on our Blessed Mother. And that once you make the consecration, you're not allowed to worry about anything. Did you all know that? I hope all of you are practicing and living out the consecration. This perhaps is one of the most challenging parts of it. You're not allowed to worry about anything. Yes, you can pray, you can have concern about certain things, but you can't worry. You say, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. Father McGrath said that when he was arrested in communist China and placed in solitary confinement for 3 years, he said, he promised the Blessed Mother, I will never be uneasy about anything. And he made that decision. He belonged to her. And when you belong to her, you give her everything. You give her your body, your soul, your health, your death. Everything is given safely into our Blessed Mother's hands. So you can't worry about anything. You trust. And instead, one of the, there's, of course, the word faith. Now, faith is believing in God and believing in all that He has revealed. But somebody once made a holy card, and it said that F-A-I-T-H stands for fully abandoned into thy hands. And perhaps that's a better definition of trust. Fully abandoned into thy hands. But it is one way to remember that, F-A-I-T-H. And that's what we are. When we make this consecration, we're fully abandoned into the hands of our Blessed Mother. So Mary is present in our life. Jesus gave us to her and her to us at the foot of the cross, and we are all her beloved disciples. And Mary received John, John received Mary. And all of us are that beloved disciple, and all of us have this complete, total dependence upon our Blessed Mother. We are her young children. We have to be tiny, we have to be small, we have to be humble to fit into her arms. The U in spiritual stands for union with Mary. Again, de Montfort says that one of the purposes of the consecration is to try to live in union with the Blessed Mother, to always do what Mary wants us to do and act as she would want us to act. He says we should speak with Mary's lips, love with Mary's heart, pray with Mary's faith, look with Mary's eyes, listen with Mary's ears. In other words, to be a living copy of the Blessed Mother. You've seen the cards, What Would Jesus Do? Well, that's our motto as legionaries. What would Jesus do? And also, what would Mary do? In other words, we become living copies of Mary. And isn't that what the Legion is all about? We're called the Legion of Mary. That each one of us is called to be a Legion of Mary's. Every one of us is supposed to be a living clone of the Blessed Mother. And I guess we could say this is the only kind of cloning that the Church approves, right? It's trying to be the living copy of Mary and the living copy of the Lord. Remember the story of a businessman, a salesman, who was so busy he decided to have himself cloned. That way he could get twice as much money and do twice as much work. Well, what happened was this clone began using bad language. He began using all sorts of obscene words, and he wouldn't stop. So finally the salesman took his clone to the top of the Empire State Building and pushed him off. But then he was arrested for making an obscene clone fall. Okay. So, that's bad, isn't it? Okay. But I think it's pretty funny, though. Okay. So the only kind of cloning that the church allows is union with Mary. So we're called to become living copies of the Blessed Mother and living copies of the Lord. So try to live in union with the Blessed Mother. The Montfort says this means that when you receive communion as the Blessed Mother received her first communion, which was at the moment of the Annunciation. And also she received communion from St. John the Apostle every day at Ephesus when he said daily Mass for her. Make the stations of the cross in union with the Blessed Mother. Look at the stations through the eyes of Our Lady. That's why Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ, was so powerful, because we went through the Passion through the eyes of the Blessed Mother. And that's what we're called to do when we make the stations of the cross, to look at these stations through the eyes of the Blessed Mother. Really, even to pray the rosary, to think about the mysteries from the perspective of Our Blessed Mother. What was it like to lose Jesus for 3 days in the temple? What was it like to stand there at the foot of the cross? What was it like to have Jesus raised from the dead? So even pray the rosary united to the Blessed Mother. The Montfort also recommends doing everything in union with Our Lady, whether it be the dishes or sweeping the house. So always be united to the Blessed Mother. So the second to last letter is A, and that stands for make the act of consecration. Make an act of consecration, as my sister said. Pick a day and give yourself away, especially a feast day of Our Lady. De Montfort says, prepare for 33 days. Spend the first 12 days in reading the Sermon on the Mount and the Imitation of Christ, trying to rid yourself of the spirit of the world. Then spend 7 days growing in knowledge of self, 7 days in knowledge of Mary, and 7 days in knowledge of Christ. That equals 33 days. The easy way to do that is to get a copy of the book, The 33-Day Preparation. All the readings and prayers are right here. So make the act of consecration. Some of the suggestions are to go to confession before you make your consecration, to attend Mass, and then receive communion. And after communion, make the consecration, which you should have handwritten or typed out ahead of time. Because when you write it or type it, what happens is it becomes more personal. Yes, you can read it from the book and sign the book. That's okay. But he says when you handwrite it or type it, it makes it more important because it's something that you've meditated upon and dwelt upon. So the consecration. Make the act of consecration. Take a special feast day of Our Lady, like the Annunciation or the September 8th, the birth of Our Lady, perhaps the Assumption or the Immaculate Conception, or choose the day of your baptism. I offer that suggestion to you. Try to find your baptismal certificate, look it up, find out what day you were baptized, and make your consecration. Prepare for 33 days and make it on that last day. And lastly, the L stands for the Legion. See, the Legion is how we live out the De Montfort way. The spiritual way of De Montfort is actually lived out through the Legion. Now, De Montfort predicted not only that his book would be destroyed, or at least the devil would try to destroy the book. He says he clearly foresees that raging beasts shall come to tear with their diabolical teeth this little writing and him whom the Holy Ghost has made use to write it, or at least to smother it in the darkness and silence of a coffer that it might not appear. And then he says, but what's the matter? He says, this makes me hope, and he sees the Legion. He says, for great success, I see a great legion of brave and valiant soldiers of Jesus and Mary, both men and women, to combat the world, the flesh, and the devil in the more than ever perilous times that are to come. So De Montfort predicted the Legion, and you really are fulfilling De Montfort's prophecy by doing your great work in the Legion. One of the aspects of the Legion is that we participate in Mary's motherhood of souls. Realize that if we have become living copies of Mary, that her heart and ours are one. Don't we say that in the Legion promise? Her heart and mine are one, and from that single heart she speaks again those words of old. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word. So we all become mothers in the one mother, Mary. We all become mothers of souls. In other words, we become apostolic. We reach out, and with Mary's motherly heart, we want souls to come to Christ. We want them to come back to the sacraments, back to confession, into the Catholic Church, and we become living presences of the Blessed Mother. You know, over in Germany, after World War II, they went into a bombed church, and it was discovered that there was a crucifix. And the crucifix was still hanging, but the two hands had been blown off. And instead of fixing the crucifix, the priest simply wrote underneath it, after they restored the church, I have no hands but yours. And that's really what we are in the for the Blessed Mother as well. We are the hands and feet and lips and heart and mind of Our Lady today. The Legion really is the presence of Our Lady here in the church, here on earth. Every parish that has a Legion has a special presence of the Blessed Mother in the parish. The handbook says that the Legion is the presence of Mary. A Presidium is actually a local presence of the Blessed Mother. And that's what we become as Legionaries, the presence of Mary, her hands, her feet, working in this world for the good of souls. So there they are, really in a sense we would call those the synthesis or the summary of the spiritual way of St. Louis de Montfort. These 9 points, I think, summarize the teachings of Louis de Montfort. The secret of Mary, our perfect consecration to her, the fact that we imitate Christ, we practice the interior and exterior suggestions that he gives us, we renew our baptismal vows and promises, we trustfully surrender everything to the Blessed Mother, who in turn gives us to Christ, we try to live in union with Our Lady, we then make our act of consecration, and then we live out the consecration in our Legion membership. God bless you. Please, just take a few questions. Okay. Any questions?
Over there, Father.
Yes. Okay, actually, I'll give you the paragraph number because there's so many different translations. It's in the second half of the book here, okay? Paragraph 114. This is probably the most literal translation of the True Devotion, Father Faber's translation. And this was after the Montfort's book was rediscovered in 1842. Father Faber translated it into English. Of course, it was written in French, translated into English about the year 1862, and this is probably the most literal, accurate translation. There's easier translations, like Eddie Doherty's translation is a little bit more of a paraphrase, which will help beginners to understand it. But paragraph 114, yeah, Christine. Well, it's a great idea. Well, the Legion can certainly sponsor the 33-day preparation. What you would do is make the books available to the people, promote it in the bulletin, maybe in the bulletin insert. And I'd recommend that you would have a talk once a week. Maybe pick a Monday night if you have a Monday night Miraculous Medal Novena. Have a talk every night during that 33 days about the True Devotion, unfolding it. Or have a special guest speaker come in or use Father Miller's video series, the Legion could be the ones promoting it for the whole parish. Get copies of the books for people to pick up or to purchase. Get copies of the preparation. And then you could pick a particular feast day, the Immaculate Conception. We've had it in our parish now for the last number of years. Sometimes we've gotten 100 people to do the consecration, sometimes 50. So pick a day. The feast day, and then what I also suggest is that on the last day, everybody comes to the Mass, and after Mass, they all stay together afterwards, maybe pray the rosary, have a couple hymns, and then they all make the consecration. And I also recommend everybody bring a rose or a flower, and then when they come up individually, they place that in the vase before the beautiful image of our Blessed Mother. That's one way to do it. Get the books, advertise, and then say we're going to do this on December 8th or August 15th. The summer is a little bit harder, August 15th, a lot of people travel. I'd recommend either March 25th or December 8th as the best days, and promote it ahead of time. And if the priest can talk about it from the pulpit, from the homilies, that would be great. Yeah, in the back. Well, there are different ways to study the true devotion. In my first parish, St. Andrew's and St. Clair's, we read about 5 pages a week, and we just got together and we read every paragraph. It took about a year and a half of meeting once a week, and it was our De Montfort study group, and out of that really grew a lot of very dedicated legionaries. I don't think there's any problem with to study it on their own. I don't know if it's formal and advertised in the bulletin. Obviously, you need the pastor's permission. If you just want to study it on your own with a couple of friends, you could probably do that over lunch or over coffee. Yeah. Yes. The question is, do we use the De Montfort as an allocutio? Well, as you know, an allocutio would never be just merely read out of a book. Could a president base an allocutio on topics or the spirituality of De Montfort? And of course the answer is yes. A pastor or the spiritual director or president could give allocutios week after week unfolding the De Montfort spirituality, and that would be fine. There's other ways to do it as well. The handbook, in the back of the handbook, talks about the work of study. And so what you could do is every day, every week at your presiding meeting, read a short passage from the handbook, and then at the end of the meeting, take 10 minutes and then do a little study of the true devotion. That could be done as well. The handbook does talk about that in the section on the study of the faith or the study of the handbook. There are ways to do that. Yeah.
I find that St.
St. Louis de Montfort really was the spirituality of St. Maximilian Kolbe. His writings about Mary and the Holy Spirit and about the consecration really come right from Louis de Montfort. So Frank Duff and Maximilian Kolbe are really the two greatest Marian apostles of the 20th century, and their spirituality was Louis de Montfort. So I'd recommend the writings of Maximilian Kolbe. Yes. Well, for juniors, there's a couple things. Tan Publications has The Life of Louis de Montfort by Mary Fabian Windiet, and that's such a great book. And in that book, if the kids read that, they would get quite a bit of the spirituality of St. Louis de Montfort. I'd also recommend that there is a book called Leading the Little Ones to Mary, put out by the Montfort Fathers, and that is exactly what you're looking for. The preparation and the summary of the true devotion for children. Okay. Anybody else? Is it like a prayer book? It's almost a Catholic shop. Well, it's got to be good. No, I've not read through that one. It could be a reprint of an earlier book, I'm not sure, but the Montfort Fathers have put out the writings of Louis de Montfort and God Alone. I mean that big thick book, To Jesus Through Mary. Oh yes, I have that. It's really the collected works. And see, de Montfort wrote over 24,000 verses of poetry as well, besides the True Devotion, Love of Eternal Wisdom, Secret of Mary, Secret of the Rosary, and Friends of the Cross. Those are his major works. But then when you get into his poetry and his canticles and his hymns, so that's an excellent book. I would highly recommend it. I would heartily recommend it, not hardly recommend it. But sometimes you get kids, oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for all my sins. So I heartily recommend that great book, okay, to Jesus or Mary. Any more questions? Okay, thank you very much, everybody.